The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators enters its second year. What now? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Doug Stewart, who, besides being 2004 National CFI of the Year, is the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, SAFE. And Doug, welcome in. It occurs to me I should congratulate you guys on your first anniversary. It's about this time of February, isn't it?
It was about this time a year ago that we actually incorporated and became a real genuine bona fide organization. Yes, thank you very much.
Well, let's start with a position report. How are you doing in terms of membership? And in a more general sense, do you feel that you've made progress in accomplishing the goals that SAFE was set out to further?
Well, that's a kind of a double-edged sword question. Our membership is growing, and actually we are planning to launch a brand new game, standing for Get a Member, plan to more than double our membership. We're planning to launch that in a couple of weeks. But in many ways, our first year has been one that has had to deal virtually entirely with infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that I can honestly say we have been very successful at that, and we have really moved quite a ways from where we were a year ago. As you are probably aware, we have now gained two major sponsors, which certainly helps us in our funding.
Mm-hmm.
We've gained two major sponsors. We have, at this point, 22 or 23 partners providing member benefits, and some incredible benefits in there as well. We are in the process of building our library, and that we expect to launch no later than the first week of March. We've applied for a grant for our mentoring program, and we should get news on that in the spring, was the quote. It's just been one thing after another, and we've achieved an awful lot of stuff, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, and you've been doing it all with almost completely with volunteer staff.
The only paid staff that we have is our webmaster. Everything else has been done by volunteers, and that's really remarkable, because I've always said that committees move at about the speed of a J3 Cub in a 60-knot headwind. So considering that, yes, I'm very happy and pleased with the progress we've made.
Well, Doug, since we started there, let's go into this topic. I want to talk to you about the hopes and goals that the organization has for 2010. And then we'll take a break and come back, and I want to talk specifically about the sponsors. But if you had to just have a few bullet points that you would look forward to SAFE achieving during the year, what would those be? I mean, the library obviously coming online is one of them.
Well, the library coming online, certainly increasing our membership. We do expect to have our insurance program up and running no later than Sun and Fun. I spoke with Jim Anderson, who is the gentleman who has basically written our whole program. He's with Star Aviation and has been working with Chubb Insurance, and we are moving forward. It's a slow process, but he made that promise that we'd have something in this first quarter, and it looks like we're really going to do it. So that's one that is certainly exciting. The library, as you mentioned, the mentoring. We have a forum up now online for members only, that has a vast amount of different topics that can serve in a variety of different ways, whether it's for networking, whether it's for mentoring, from either end of the spectrum, to be a mentee or to be a mentor. All of those things are in place. But what's more important to me is that SAFE can now really start focusing on areas of improving aviation safety. Very specifically, as an example, this AMPRM that the FAA has put out relative to the pressures that are going to be put upon the FAA by the public as a result of the Colgan Air crash in Buffalo. And Congress is pushing, and a lot of people are pushing, and one of the things that I think that most folks don't realize is that the real problem lies back at the initial flight instructor. It's not an issue of more experience, of more hours as a commercial pilot or having your ATP. As an examiner, I certainly see that. Someone can come for an instrument check ride and have 100 instrument approaches logged in their logbook, but when you look closely, it's three approaches logged 33 times. That's no real experience. Where we really have to work is to improve the quality of primary instruction. And I would like to think that SAFE can be very influential in making moves to make that improvement.
Okay, let's talk when we come back from the break about the two sponsors you've got, one of them being specifically for the website and what that enables you to do going forward. My guest is Doug Stewart, chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Doug Stewart, who is the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, or SAFE. And Doug, you guys were very happy, I know, and relieved to announce recently a couple of new sponsors. The first one that's most obvious if people go to your website, which is safepilots.org, is Cessna. Tell us about how that sponsorship came about, and is it just funding the website, or is it providing some overall resources for the organization in general?
As far as the actual sponsorship and the funds are earmarked specifically for the website. It came about by very intense perseverance. It's a project that I started on at least 6 months ago. It's been long and arduous, and it finally came to fruition. But it's about so much more than just the funding of the website, because SAFE and Cessna have partnered again to improve aviation safety. They have a Cessna safety stand down that they like to run, and they have asked SAFE if we will take over and help in the presentation of that. It will be branded under the SAFE name, and we're in the process now of making that happen. It's going to take some time. This isn't going to happen overnight. But it's a very exciting thing for me that it's going to create another way to get the word out to flight instructors on ways to be a better flight instructor, to improve the quality of the flight instruction. And having the opportunity to partner with Cessna in presenting this is just creates wonderful opportunity.
Well, Cessna has moved in the past year to revise its own Part 141 pilot center courses for both private and sport pilot to be more scenario based. Is there somewhat of a turning point on the timeline of primary flight instruction that you can see in the industry toward the scenario based training side?
I would like to see that, yes, there is a turning point, and I would like to say that we are at it. For how many years now, flight instruction has been primarily stick and rudder skills, the way it was taught at World War II, prior to World War II. Mm-hmm. But what kills pilots is poor decision making. And we see that in the Colgan air crash. We see it in most of the accidents that happen, pilot error. And that comes as a result of just teaching stick and rudder skills and not the decision-making process. And it would appear that scenario-based training is one of the best ways to do that. And that scenario-type training has to start almost from the very first lesson. And Cessna is being a leader in this, in bringing it in to their Cessna pilot centers, and SAFE certainly is backing them and hopes to be able to help them through that process.
All right, tell us about the Lightspeed sponsorship. What's involved in that?
Well, Lightspeed is sponsoring our exhibit at Sun and Fun. And I'd like to announce that we're going to have a very wonderful contest with a Zulu headset as the prize for the winner of this contest. The contest will be a 10-question, I think 10. I haven't written it yet. I'm tasked with having to write this quiz, a 10-question quiz on communication. And everyone who gets 100% will be entered in the drawing for the headset. But again, our partnership with Lightspeed goes beyond just Lightspeed providing us wonderful gifts and prizes to give folks. They've also provided a Zulu headset in our membership drive as a first prize to the member who gets the most members and recruits the most members. But more importantly, SAFE and Lightspeed have decided to partner in providing more education to the general aviation public, specifically within the realms of communication, because obviously, you know, they sell headsets, and we use their headsets to improve the quality of our communication. The quality also has to improve in the way we speak, and they, Lightspeed and SAFE, are going to work together in creating seminars to present on a national level to aid in that process.
Well, I have the website down off my screen right now, and I forgot to take a look. Is it obvious if someone wanted to become a sponsor of SAFE or participate in the member benefits programs, how to do that from the website, or is there a specific place they should look?
You've really pointed out an error that we have, or not an error, but a lack that we have on the website. There is nothing there. If someone wanted to partner with us, no, there's nothing that I'm aware of leading them directly there, save for a contact us type of page, but they can certainly contact me. safe@dsflight.com will get them directly to me, anyone who's interested. In fact, just today I was in communication with pilotworkshops.com, and we are working on a partnership program there.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I was kind of hoping I would just elicit some contact information, and that's dsflight as in Doug Stewart flight.com. Doug, listen, we had more to cover than we're going to have time for today. I'd like to get you back tomorrow and talk more specifically about some things currently happening at the FAA and particularly what is seen as a response to the aftermath of Flight 3407. So if you're game, we'll have you back tomorrow.
I look forward to it. I'm absolutely game.
All right. Doug Stewart is the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. You can find more at the website www.safepilots.org. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.